Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It's so good to be with you in your home today. And I want to encourage you to lean in to hear God's word today. If you lean in, I really believe that God will speak to you right where you are in your life circumstance today. God's got a word for you. I wonder if you've ever read a book or went to the cinema to see a movie or been watching one of those box sets on TV and you've been hooked all the way through, but you get to the ending and it's a bit of an anti-climax, or maybe it's even been disappointing. Well, Deborah and I have been watching a few things recently and we've both came to the conclusion at the end of the series, we expected it to end a lot better than that. And I wonder if we reflect on life, there's been moments over this past season where we've had moments that we thought would have went a lot better. And if we're being truthful, there's even been times where we've felt a bit disappointed. Well, I noticed this week when I was reading some stories to Daniel from the children's books that there's always a happy ending at the end of children's stories. But the reality in life is that there are seasons that are difficult and there are moments that are quite disappointing, but they are only moments. We can't stay in those places forever. And today I want to continue our series called It's Time. We've looked at It's Time to Break Camp and Time to Advance and Build Together. But today I want to talk to you about It's Time to Rise Up. You know, in John's Gospel chapter 5, Jesus encounters a man who has been disabled for 38 years. And when Jesus meets him, he asks him a profound and quite blunt question. Do you want to get well? And I want to ask you that same question today. Maybe you are feeling a little bit disappointed and maybe you are feeling a bit low today. Well, I want to ask you, do you want to get well? See, that man began to respond to Jesus by making excuses and began to blame other people and blame his circumstances, but Jesus spoke a word to him, and eventually that man responded and put his hope in God, and strength entered into his body. And as he took that personal responsibility, he stood up, he rose up, and was able to walk again. And I believe in these next few moments, as I speak to you from God's word, that you can have that moment where you decide that you're going to put your hope in God once again, and you can rise up and you'll begin to run this race of faith with great endurance. I said earlier, I'm sure there's been times where you felt disappointed, and even maybe today you're feeling low in your spirits and you're feeling a little bit downcast today. Well, can I be honest with you today? I've been there too, and we can't stay there. And I love what the psalmist says in Psalm 42. He speaks to his soul and he asks this question, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. It's time to rise up. It's time to put our hope in God once again. Turn on your Bible, if you can, to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah is one of the major prophets in the Old Testament, and the first section of Isaiah begins with God bringing judgment on the people of God and the surrounding nations. It's not the most encouraging of chapters. It can be quite depressing at times, but he spends that first portion addressing this issue of the people of God, that they had a form of godliness, but their hearts were far away from God. And then between chapter 39 and 40, 20 years pass and the people of God are brought into captivity. They're led away from their home and there's a shift in message from a message of condemnation to a message of comfort. Isaiah encourages the people of God that their comfort would not come through a change in circumstances, but it would come from their Creator, that it would come from their God, that one day they would return back home, but until then they could put their hope in God. In chapter 40 is a chapter of comfort. And it's really summarized in the last few verses. And I want to read with you today from verse 38. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. A couple of weeks ago, as I returned home, the headlines from the day's news was on the television. And I was just catching up with things that had happened that day, and a couple of major events had happened, and they totally passed me by. And Deborah said to me, did you not know about this? Have you not heard about this? And it totally passed me by. And just as she said those words, it triggered something within me, which reminded me of Isaiah chapter 40. Have you not heard? Do you not know? Think if we're being honest, over these past few months and a couple of years, I guess now, sometimes we've missed the main thing. Sometimes we've been caught up with other things. In fact, the people of God here, their backstory is that they've been looking elsewhere for their source. They've been looking for strength elsewhere. And Isaiah had to come back and remind them of things they already knew. Have you not heard? Can I ask you today, have you been looking to the wrong places for what you need? See, Isaiah brings us back to Creator. Isaiah brings us back to the everlasting God. Isaiah brings us back to the Lord. And he reminds the people that the comfort that they need is not in the change of their circumstances, but in their Creator. See, at this time, they've been taken away from everything they knew. Their homeland, their way of life, their culture, their religious practice. And in this moment, as they find themselves in Babylon, which is nothing like their home, their captives have tried hard to squeeze their way of life out of them and squeeze them into their mold of how life should be. Good example of this is in the book of Daniel, where we read of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in that story, we see how their names are changed. They try to change their identity. And there's that moment when they are forced to bow down and to worship the idols. And of course, they stand firm. They don't bow the knee, but the majority of others did around them. And that is exactly what our enemy wants us to do. He wants us to conform to his ways and to his practices and squeeze all of God out of us. What we find here in the people of God is what had happened is that their understanding of who their God is had got smaller and smaller. And Isaiah had to come and remind them of who their God is. And can I remind you today that your God is the Lord. He is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. And he is with you right now. He hasn't departed. He hasn't left us. He's with you in this moment. You can rise up today because you can put your hope in God. Not in circumstances, not in perfect conditions, but in God. And that is the first thing that we need to remind ourselves today. If you want to rise up, you need to remember who God is. Remember who he is. In Psalm 137, we read these words, and I'll do my best not to sing, by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down and remembered Zion. That psalm goes on to describe their circumstance and their experience. It speaks about how they could no longer sing songs to the Lord, that they laid down their instruments that they used for worship. They were disappointed. They were far away from home. But it's interesting that it says that it's by the rivers of Babylon, not in the city of Babylon, not in the houses of Babylon, but by the rivers. You know, Jerusalem is probably one of the only major cities that doesn't have a river flowing through it. Think about it. London's got the Thames, Glasgow's got the Clyde, New York's got the Hudson, and Peterhead's got the Ugi. All major places of influence would have a river flowing through it, but Jerusalem doesn't have a river. And they knew they were not in Jerusalem as they sat by this river. And it caused them to be disappointed. But you know what we read in Psalm 46? It says these words, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God." You see, they had to remember that their comfort did not come through circumstances, but the comfort they needed would come from their God. You might find yourself in a challenging and disappointing season, and you're looking and waiting for everything to become perfect, but God is with you right now and is extending comfort and strength in all that you need. Can I ask you today, have you forgotten who God is? You need to remember that He is Lord. That means He is above all things. Every circumstance, every challenge, even every disappointment, God is not restricted or limited by your difficulties. He's not even restricted by a global pandemic. He is Lord. He is above all. He's the everlasting God. It means He's eternal. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is going nowhere. He is with you right now. And He is the Creator. He's the one who spoke the universe into existence. He's the one that holds the nations in the palm of His hands. He's the one who's holding it all together, and He can hold you together as well. If He can lead them back to Jerusalem, He can bring you home safely as well. He is the everlasting God, the Creator, the Lord of all. Remember who He is. It's time that we remember. Because when you remember who He is, then you know who you're putting your hope in. The hope will cause us to rise up. That's what Isaiah says. Those who hope in the Lord will rise up. Can I ask you, who are you putting your hope in? Are you putting your hope in circumstances? Are you putting your hope in people? Or are you putting your hope in the Lord? You'll never be disappointed if you put your hope in Him. You will run. You will soar. You will walk and not grow weary. Think about how that must have sounded to those first readers who were captives in Babylon, who couldn't escape, who couldn't get free. But Isaiah says, you're going to run. You're going to walk. You're going to soar. You're going to soar like on wings of eagles. You're not going to be restricted or captives any longer. You're going to know the freedom that God has for you. That is where our hope comes from. That hope is not wishful thinking. That hope is a confidence within us that God is who He says He is, and He is able to do and fulfill what He said He would. Your conviction of hope will cause you to rise up. Remember who God is. I wonder if through this time and period that we've lived through and coming out of, have you maybe reduced your understanding of who God is? Well, I pray right now that you would have a fresh revelation of the bigness and the greatness and the majesty of God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator God. He's the one who you put your hope in. And when you hope in Him, you can rise up. So we need to remember who God is. And how do you receive? How do you receive this strength? Well, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 40 that he's generous. He gives strength. He gives strength. And it's so important that we receive his strength, because it's his strength that enables us to rise up. If we don't receive his strength, we will become controlled by our circumstances and conditioned by our environment. But you today can live beyond that. You can live beyond the circumstances and the condition of your environment. You can live in the hope that God has for you. Let's go back to John chapter 5. In John chapter 5, Jesus walks in to this poolside at Bethesda, surrounded by people who are disabled, who are invalid, who could not walk. He's surrounded by people who are laid down. He stands there. He comes and speaks to this man. He asks him this question: do you want to get well? And the man begins to respond and explain how he has no one. He's got no one. He begins to put the blame onto other people. Even though the one that he needed is standing right in front of him, he still thinks about how it's other people's fault. He begins to explain his circumstances, that he'd put his hope in this tradition that once a year, if you got into the water first, then you would be healed. For 38 years, he's laid down low. He's put his hope in his circumstances. But Jesus comes to him on this day and asks him, do you want to get well? And Jesus pushes past his excuses and speaks a word to him. He says these words. He says, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Responding to the command of Jesus, he takes that personal responsibility and he begins to push himself up. And in that moment, strength enters into his body and he rises up from the ground and he begins to walk. I wonder today, as you're listening to me right now, this is your moment to rise up, to stop putting the blame onto others, to stop giving excuses about your circumstances, but to respond to the word of the Lord today. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. This is your moment. This is your defining moment where you can decide that I'm not going to live my life disappointed, restrained by the restrictions and my circumstances, but I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. I'm going to put my hope in him, the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator. And you can rise up. You can rise up today. See, in that moment, he went from being a victim of his circumstances to being a victor in Jesus. In that moment, he was transformed. Something significant happened when he listened to God's word. He responded and put his hope in the Lord. If you want to receive that strength today in your life, you need to put your hope in the Lord. Remember who he is. Receive his strength. And finally, we need to reaffirm our hope. To reaffirm means to state again strongly. Believer, you know your hope is in the Lord. But there's something powerful when you reaffirm your hope. When disappointment and challenge seems to come your way, you remind yourself of who God is and you reaffirm that my hope is not in circumstances, but my hope is in God. That when you reaffirm, you're making a declaration that even though everything around me seems to be going the wrong way, my hope is in God. And something supernatural happens within you. You begin to receive the strength that God has for you. Now, I'm glad today that Jesus didn't stay down low in the grave, but Jesus rose up from the grave. He rose to new life. And because he is victorious, you can be victorious today as well. It's the resurrection of Jesus that gives you hope today. That's your living hope. You have the hope that Jesus, just as he said he would, is one day going to come back for you and take you home. That is your hope. That you have a real, authentic, genuine, living hope. That Jesus is risen from the dead. And when he overcame death in the grave, he brought to you the ability to live in victory when you put your hope in him. That is his promise. That one day he will come back for us. He'll take us home. But until then, put your hope in the Lord. Remember who God is. Receive his strength and reaffirm your hope. I wonder today, I'm speaking to you in your home, and I said right at the beginning, if you lean in, and God can speak to you today. And if you've postured yourself and leant in to hear what God is saying, I wonder if you, like that man that lay by that pool, and you look at your life and your circumstances and you're disappointed, can I tell you today, the only one who will satisfy you is Jesus. He's the only one. He's the one who brings meaning to life. He's the one that places that hope within you, that keeps you going through this life, but also to walk into eternity with him. And he loves you so much that just as he came to that man on that day, he comes to you today. And he invites you to enter into a relationship with him. And he's already done all that we need. He went to the cross. And in that moment when he hangs on the tree, he takes upon himself all the sin of the world. Everything that we've done that offends God, that has separated us from our Father in heaven, he takes it upon himself. And he bridges that gap so that now we can be in relationship with our Father in heaven. We can experience that new life. We can have that hope because of what Jesus has done for us. He takes our place, sheds his blood so that we can be forgiven of our sin. I wonder today, have you ever made that decision to enter into a relationship, friendship with Jesus? He wants to know you in that way. And then when you enter into that relationship, he gives you the hope, he makes you a new person, and he promises you'll spend eternity with him forever. If that's you and you say, Daniel, I want to begin a relationship with Jesus, can you just pray this prayer and mean it from your heart? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world, that you went to the cross, you took my place, you took my sin, because I recognize I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me a new person by the power of your Spirit. I confess you are my Lord. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, can you please let us know? Because we'd love to connect with you and to help you on your journey. But believer, friend, I want to give you an opportunity right now to make that decision that you're going to remember who God is. If you've reduced your understanding of who God is, I want to remind you, he's the Most High. He is the one who is Lord, everlasting God, Creator. He is the river that makes the city of God glad. He is the one who brings you comfort. And I want to pray for you right now that you would receive the comfort and encouragement. And as you begin to receive his strength, you'll rise up and you'll stop living in that place of lowliness, and you'll begin to rise up and live in victory. So Father, I pray for every believer right now that maybe senses within themselves that they have felt down low and disappointed, that today is the day where they make that choice that they are going to rise up and live in victory. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill their hearts, that they would supernaturally receive the strength that you promised, that when we put our hope in you, that we will renew our strength, that they will soar like eagles, that they will run and they will walk and not grow faint. Let them experience that today. Strengthen each one. Encourage them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.